may all be seated. Wow, what a morning of praise and worship and celebration. Have you celebrated enough? Or you want more celebration? You want more, you'll get more soon. Amen? Wow. Say wow. Is there any place you would rather be than this one? Your no is not convincing. Is there a better place for you right now? Is this the place? Is this the place?
Yes.
Amen. It's more than the place. Wow. Can you clap hands for Jesus now? Like Jesus, not a human being. Clap like you are clapping for God. Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. This is the synagogues. Those who are coming for the first time, this is the synagogues. Amen. This is the synagogues. And perhaps before I... Can you give me a little bit of volume here so that I don't have to put it very close to my... Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, neighbor, I didn't see you in 2024. I greet you. The first time I see you, or the first time you become my neighbor. This 24, this year called 2024. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here? Thank you. Thank you. It's much better. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited to be here. Amen. I say I'm excited to be here. Amen. Being in the presence of the Lord is something so special for me. It's a very special time. Especially in the presence of other believers. It's a privilege. Amen. Before I really go into the word, which I believe won't be long, I just want to share a little bit about what I shared about on Zoom on Friday. How is the fasting treating you? Very good. Wow, I see you are lively. You are away from Aguinya for a while. You are even lighter now. Amen. Hallelujah. Say never kya bona Aguinya pumuti man. Mudima khots. Amen. Say never, don't go back to Aguinya, please, after this. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You, Malamuchod, say Malamuchod. Some of you be like Khadi, like Malamuchod. Galileka. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? I want to say this that I spoke about on Zoom on Friday night, I think, that the Lord showed me something, you know, he spoke to me or impressed this in my spirit, that there is darkness that is coming into the world. Amen. Darkness like we have never seen. That would make COVID look like kindergarten stuff. I'm not saying it's a disease, I'm saying it's darkness. But the way people will run helter-skelter, in other words, the way people will run everywhere, it will look like the time of COVID. Remember, people were running everywhere. So I'm not saying it's a sickness. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying it is not a sickness. But what is clear is that there is this darkness that is coming. And when he spoke to me about this, he was explaining the persecution that is coming to the church and why. And I want you to understand what is happening with TB Joshua ministry that is part of that persecution. And I'll tell you, and listen to me, if you believe that I'm a man of God that God has put in your life, listen to me. What is there for BBC to achieve when the man is already gone? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I shared on the email that is sent to one of the sons of TB Joshua. They were really demanding an explanation. Who are they? What kind of authority is this? Where is it coming from? And do you think it's going to end with them? Mm-mm. No. Any living church, any church that believes in signs, miracles, and wonders, deliverance is a target. It's a target. And I spoke about also the what I would call a false alarm. In other words, they are saying to you, leave this place, there's a bomb. And so that when you come out, you can run to where the bomb is. And then it explodes. Listen to this. God said that in this darkness that is coming, listen, he has put the solution in the church. He says there's not going to be any solution outside church for this problem. He says there's no money that will solve the problem. No science, no wisdom, nothing except church. So the devil knows he's trying to get people out of there. So that when this explosion takes place, this darkness, they are out there. They are not where they are supposed to be for shelter. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And also, there is also a message for every believer that you will not be saved simply because you are in the church. Going through the doors of the church is not enough until the church is in you. This is the time not to play church anymore. It's finished. Are you hearing me? It's finished. We're in that time now. Hallelujah. This thing of 1 foot in the church, 1 foot outside, to pelil. Now is the beginning of the year. Some of you go to Sangomas. Akire silimosia start. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. I can prophesy. There's something about you. There are people who will be affected by this darkness whilst in the church. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Amen. It's not membership at the synagogues that is going to help you. It's your relationship with God. Amen. It's your relationship with God that's going to save you. He says that there's only one solution for the light, for darkness, and it is the light. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. In the book of John, says, I am what? I am the light of the world. Yes. He says, he has what? He has overcome the light. I mean the darkness. Are you hearing me? So only when you carry this light that you will survive. And I said this on Friday, and yesterday my wife, tuned into YouTube, and you know, we happened to watch a prophet Makandiwa from Zimbabwe, I was shocked that he talked about this prophecy end of the year. I did not know. He talked about the darkness that is coming. Exact thing I said here on Friday without knowing what he said. I'm telling you, I'm before God, I'm not lying to you. Why should I lie? Somehow God prevented me from seeing what he said until I heard from him so that it becomes a confirmation. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So this is time to fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be a tight walk. You're not going to walk like a drunkard, like the... Say, neighbor, I pray I must not look like that in the spirit. Like you're missing the target every time. Missing the target. This time you're going to have to be straight. If you don't like it, leave it. Simple. Amen. I'm very straight with Christians. These days, I always tell the truth, but now I tell more higher level of truth. No mercy. You know, there's a truth you tell with mercy. But that now, no mercy. I just tell the truth. Even individually, I tell people the truth. Yesterday, I saw, and the other day, I said, the other day, every day, I'm seeing people, and I'm telling them the truth. Before I pray for you, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm no longer going to bless mistakes and anoint mistakes. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. No. Hallelujah. No. We have to be. Hallelujah. Amen. So be careful, because what is happening is the plan is to take people out of a true church of God. So that when he strikes, he can have maximum impact. Can you imagine? And I was beginning to thank God that, you know, this ministry should have closed down a long time ago. The enemy tried to close this church. He tried. He tried to close this church. Now, when I hear that there's something coming and the church will be the only solution, and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What if I had decided I'm packing my bags? Not that that thought didn't come. It came to me many times. What am I doing here? Why should I suffer like this? Are you hearing me? Why? Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord will minister to me and comfort me to continue the work of God. Amen. So you can all enjoy what God has called you to do in this world. Amen. Amen. So, Bazalani, all I'm saying to you now is be careful about what is being said out there. God is the judge, okay? Amen. None of us was with T.B. Joshua in that room when they were saying, or they're claiming all these things were being done. None of us were there. Let God be the judge. Amen. Say, neighbor, you don't want God to be the judge on any matter, because he judges fairly. Amen. And if you are on the wrong, you are in trouble. So let's give it to him. Amen? Amen. Are you still here, Bazalani?
Yes.
Say, neighbor, this matter now is laid to rest. Mujwez, your neighbor. Tabaye, BBC. By the way, Do you know who are the directors of BBC? Some of them are Muslims. Some of them are Muslims. I don't know if they are Christians there. Amen? 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 So those people are not going to help you in your faith and your walk with Jesus. Oh, lastly, let me say this also, that it calls for us to be spiritual. Be spiritual. Don't look for evidence from this world to formulate a position, to formulate a belief and a standpoint in the spirit. Are you hearing me? You better make up your mind about me now. Who you think I am? Is it clear what I'm telling you? Don't look for outside evidence. Now listen to me. There is nothing that these people will say that will prove anything. Also, there's nothing those who are on the side of TB Joshua will say to prove anything. Oh, I don't know if you're hearing me. No one is going to prove anything. No one. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So what does it mean? It means you got to know who is who. And it's not going to depend on evidence from the secular world. You must have the conviction. Who is this man? So that when you hear things about me, you will know they are true or they are not. I hope I'm saying something to somebody. No one is bad here. No one. No one. No one. Amen. Are you hearing me? No one. So, as for you, listen. As I said on Friday, I'm worried about children, people who are children in the Lord, because they are so vulnerable to these things. But old Christians should know by now who is who. Are you hearing me? Say, neighbor, at your age, I mean in the spirit, you should really know what is going on in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. You cannot be waiting for BBC to tell you what's going on in your house, in the house of the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So let us be firm. Let us be established in our belief. And now, before anything comes, because it will confuse you. You know, let me tell you something. A lying spirit is a terrible spirit. You know, a lying spirit is a terrible spirit, Pastor Lord. A lying spirit, it can create things. And even the person who's saying it is believing them. That is a lying spirit. There's lying and there's a lying spirit. There's two things here. You can lie, say anybody, like you lied yesterday, isn't it? You did, isn't it? Yeah, you said the reason you were late, the taxi broke down, but the truth is that you woke up late. So you lied. You lied, isn't it? But you don't have a lying spirit. You are just lying. But there's somebody who's possessed by a spirit of lying. My goodness. That one will create something concerning your life, and everybody will believe it. Who has experienced that? Ah, so you have encountered a lying spirit. And people will believe it. It's a lying spirit. It's there. In fact, if you remember in the Bible, God sent a lying spirit to a prophet, isn't it? Remember, God does not have spirits that lie. But they are hanging around. He says, okay, this one, go. Let me use this one. Let me allow this one to go and operate there. Are you hearing me? Because, why? Because it was King Ahab. Yes, it was King Ahab. King Ahab had weakness. He wanted to believe lies. He wanted to what? He wanted to believe lies. So because he wanted to believe lies, God put a lying spirit in a prophet that must go and lie to him. Hello. Say neighbor, prophets who lie to us is because we like lies. Oh, am I talking to somebody? It's because we do what? We like, because lies are sweet, they are nice. Truth is not nice. If you are told the truth, you don't want. I don't pay you to tell me truth. I pay you to tell me something nice. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So be careful of lying spirits. The fact that somebody is crying on TV does not mean he's telling the truth. Okay. I wanted to tell you this, that there is something coming into the world. Position yourself. Hallelujah. Position yourself very well. Make sure that you are walking this tightrope. Check your standpoint with the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Bazalwane?